Dean Randall. Rescue and recovery operations continue in the Bahamas in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the country in recorded history. There is monumental damage and thousands of people are homeless. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minna says there are 7 confirmed deaths, but that the number is expected to rise. Dorian battered the Bahamas for 2 days, with Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands left decimated. But survivors already are talking about rebuilding, as the British Royal Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard are delivering aid.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and, you know, that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and, you know, we can rebuild.
Dorian is now approaching the southeastern U.S. coastline, with Florida and Georgia in its immediate path. Joel Klein is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
If it shifts a bit to the west, then obviously it's moving very, very close, forecasted to move very, very close to the coast. So then things could be much worse and right along the coastline. And if it moves a little bit to the east, then things improve a bit better.
Moving north from Florida and Georgia, Dorian poses a serious threat to North Carolina, where the governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of dangerously exposed barrier islands. Mike Sprayberry is the state's emergency management director.
The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday, but we can feel the impacts as early as tomorrow. We urge everybody to complete your storm preparations by tomorrow. The state emergency response team has been filling resource requests for our county partners to include food, water, shower trailers, swift water rescue teams, and National Guard high water vehicle teams.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament today will try to force Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the European Union to delay